Tonight, step into the shadowy alleys of Victorian London as we delve into the chilling tale of Jack the Ripper, history's most infamous serial killer. With a legacy shrouded in mystery, we'll dissect the clues, scrutinize the suspects, and explore the theories that have captivated sleuths and scholars for over a century. Join us as we attempt to unmask the man behind the moniker and solve a puzzle that has haunted the world for decades. Welcome to Cryptic Dish, your new go-to spot for all things mysterious. I'm here to take you on an adventure into the unknown, from spooky unsolved crimes to mind-boggling historical puzzles. And trust me, you won't want to miss a moment. But before we dive in, here's a super quick favor to ask. Make those like and subscribe buttons your new best friends and give that notification bell a welcomed hug. It's your ticket to never missing out on any of our mysterious journeys. So are you ready to explore the cryptic and the curious? Let's get started. In 1888, London's Whitechapel district became the stage for a series of gruesome events that would etch the name Jack the Ripper into the logs of infamy. The shadowy figure's reign of terror commenced with a brutal murder of Mary Ann Nichols, whose savagely mutilated body was discovered in early hours, marking the onset of the Ripper's bloody campaign. Whitechapel, already mired in poverty and vice, turned into a macabre hunting ground. The district's labyrinthian alleys and dimly lit streets offered the perfect veil for the Ripper's deeds. As the body count rose, the subsequent murders of Annie Chapman, Elizabeth Stride, Catherine Eddowes, and Mary Jane Kelly unfolded with chilling regularity and brutality, each marked by a horrifying level of violence and mutilation that suggested a perpetrator of singular ruthlessness and precision. The murders ignited a maelstrom of fear and speculation in the heart of Victorian London. The press, sensationalizing the events with fervent zeal, stoked the flames of panic, painting lurid pictures of the killer and his gruesome handiwork. The public's imagination was captured and tormented by the elusive nature of the killer, who seemed to strike at will, leaving behind a trail of clues that led to nowhere. Authorities, under intense pressure to solve the cases, launched extensive investigations, with detectives combing through fog-laden streets in search of the phantom murderer. Despite their efforts, Jack the Ripper remained a step ahead. His identity shrouded in mystery, his motives as opaque as the London fog itself. As the autumn of terror unfolded, the Ripper's shadow loomed large over Whitechapel and beyond, his legend growing with each passing day. The community, gripped by a pervasive sense of dread, watched as the Ripper vanished into the night, leaving behind a legacy of fear, fascination, and a mystery that endures to this day. The Autumn of Terror, as it came to be known, was not just a series of murders. It was a phenomenon that would haunt the collective consciousness, a dark tableau of the city, and a killer enmeshed in the fabric of history. The victims of Jack the Ripper, often referred to collectively as the Canonical Five, were women of Whitechapel, whose tragic ends came under the cover of night in the autumn of 1888. Mary Ann Nichols, Annie Chapman, Elizabeth Stride, Catherine Eddowes, and Mary Jane Kelly are believed to be the Ripper's primary victims, each found in desolate locations, their bodies bearing the brutal signature of their assailant's deadly craft. These women, largely marginalized by society and leading lives fraught with hardship, became the focal points of a panic-stricken London. The murders were not just acts of violence, they were methodical. Each crime scene revealing a perpetrator with a chilling attention to detail and a gruesome fascination with the macabre. The Ripper's methods were savage, with throats slashed and bodies mutilated in a manner that suggested a deep-seated malice and perhaps a disturbing familiarity with human anatomy. The police investigation into these murders was exhaustive, yet fruitless, with detectives sifting through a myriad of clues and witness statements. The lack of concrete evidence and the mysterious nature of the killer's identity led to a frenzy of speculation and fear, casting a long shadow over the cobblestone streets of Whitechapel. The public, media, and authorities grappled with unfolding each horror, each new murder intensifying the demand for answers and justice. The Ripper's ability to elude capture, vanishing into smog-filled alleys after each killing, only added to the lore surrounding his name. Theories abounded, with suspects ranging from the plausible to the outlandish, including local butchers, foreign sailors, and even members of the royal family. As the investigation continued, the Ripper's identity became the subject of intense scrutiny and debate, transforming the case into a legend that would outlive the immediate terror of the murders themselves. The victims of Jack the Ripper, their lives tragically cut short, became etched into the history of crime, symbols of a mystery that has captivated and eluded the world for over a century. Their stories, woven into the dark tapestry of Jack the Ripper's legacy, remain a haunting reminder of the depths of human depravity and the enduring quest for truth. The investigation into Jack the Ripper's murders was a high-stakes endeavor that put the capabilities of the Victorian-era police force to the test. Each murder grew more gruesome. The pressure mounted on the authorities to catch the killer who was stalking the streets of Whitechapel. The London Metropolitan Police, along with the City of London Police, after the murder of Catherine Eddowes, in their jurisdiction launched one of the most infamous manhunts in criminal history. Detectives employed what were then state-of-the-art forensic methods, from door-to-door inquiries to examining the crude forensic evidence available at the time. They sifted through countless witness testimonies and suspect descriptions, yet the elusive nature of the Ripper, coupled with the limitations of the 19th century investigative techniques, hampered their efforts. The police faced a barrage of criticism from the public and the media, who deemed their efforts insufficient. In the absence of concrete leads, the investigation often relied on speculation and conjecture, leading to the interrogation of numerous suspects, none of them who could be definitively linked to the crimes. The Ripper's letters, particularly the Dear Boss, Saucy Jack, and From Hell letters, added a chilling dimension to the case, taunting police and the public alike. Whether penned by the actual killer or not, these letters heightened the fear and fascination surrounding the murders, and remain a topic of debate among historians and Ripperologists. Theories about the Ripper's identity were as varied as they were numerous, ranging from the plausible suspects like Aaron Kosminski, a Polish barber with a history of mental illness, to more sensational claims implicating figures such as Walter Sickert, a renowned painter, or even suggesting royal conspiracies involving Prince Albert Victor. As the murders ceased as mysteriously as they had begun, the investigation gradually wound down, leaving the Jack the Ripper case cold but seared into the public's consciousness. The failure to capture the killer meant that the fear and mystery surrounding the Ripper murders would linger, transforming Jack the Ripper into a legend and setting a precedent for future criminal investigations. The legacy of the case continues to influence forensic and criminal profiling techniques, embodying the transition from traditional police work to more scientific methods in crime solving. The legacy of the Jack the Ripper murders extends far beyond the immediate horror of the crimes, embedding itself into the fabric of societal and cultural consciousness. The Ripper phenomenon has evolved into a complex web of history, myth, and media, reflecting and shaping perceptions of the crime, policing, and the darker aspects of human nature. The enduring fascination with Jack the Ripper is evident in the vast array of books, films, and television shows dedicated to exploring the mystery. These narratives often blend fact with fiction, creating a mythos around the Ripper that is as much a creation of popular culture as it is a reflection of historical events. The figure of Jack the Ripper has become a symbol of the ultimate unsolvable crime, representing the embodiment of evil and the fear of the unknown. Academically, the Ripper case has spurred extensive forensic and criminal behavioral studies, with experts analyzing the killings to understand the mind and motives of serial killers. The lack of conclusive resolution to the case has only fueled scholarly interest, leading to the development of new investigative techniques and the field of criminal profiling. In the public domain, the Ripper's legacy is a source of both macabre fascination and serious reflection. Tours of the murder sites in Whitechapel attract thousands of tourists annually, drawn by the mystery and historical intrigue of the Ripper's reign of terror. These tours, along with museums and exhibitions, serve not only as educational experiences, but also as reminders of the social conditions and law enforcement challenges of the Victorian London era. Furthermore, the Ripper case has had a significant impact on how society views the safety of urban environments, the vulnerabilities of marginalized populations, and the capabilities of law enforcement agencies. The intense media coverage and public interest in the Ripper murders set precedents for the sensationalism of crime reporting and the phenomenon of Ripperology, the study and obsession with the Ripper case. Jack the Ripper's identity remains one of the greatest unsolved mysteries in the depths of crime, a puzzle that continues to captivate and elude even the most dedicated investigators. The legacy of the Ripper is not just in the terror he inflicted, but in the ongoing quest for answers and the enduring public fascination with the unknown. As a historical and cultural figure, Jack the Ripper represents the perpetual human struggle to make sense of senselessness, to find order in chaos, and to confront the darkness within the human psyche. Thank you for stalking the shadowy streets of Victorian London with us in pursuit of Jack the Ripper. Here at Cryptic Dish, we delve into the darkest enigmas of history, unearthing truths and challenging myths. Stay sharp, keep pondering, and join us on the next foray into the labyrinth of history's most perplexing riddles. And don't forget, our exploration extends beyond this show. Follow our podcast to unravel more mysteries of the world. Download each episode on your preferred platform and step deeper into the unknown.